To be authentically human means that we're not afraid to be vulnerable. We're in touch with our humanity, and we're honest about who we are and what we stand for. We are vulnerable when we put ourselves out there beyond what is safe and what is familiar and what is comfortable. And in doing so, we open ourselves to the possibility of being wounded. Wasn't this the way of Jesus? Right, greetings and blessings to all of you on this fourth weekend of Lent. Thanks again for joining me on this journey through our mission values. You know, last week we reflected upon this unshakable confidence in the Lordship of Jesus. I hope you were able to spend some time in asking the Lord to help you grow into this unshakable confidence. So this week, let's take a look at our fourth mission value. And it's to be authentically human. You know, as the Diocese of Saginaw, I believe the Lord calls us to be of one mind and one heart united on mission. And perhaps this is easier said than done. It can be a great challenge if parishes do not see themselves as part of a diocesan mission, but more parochial in nature. But this is the goal for our diocese and our mission, to be of one mind, one heart, united on mission. You know, in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, we find a group of Christians praying together. And we hear the community of believers was of one mind and one heart. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, that everything they had was held in common. And with great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded to them all. This describes the life of the early church. Christians were called and sent to bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus, and the power of the Lord Jesus was in their midst. They were ambitious for God and his kingdom, as I mentioned in an earlier talk. They were born for their time and sent on mission by Jesus himself. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. And they surrendered themselves in answer to this call. And so, like the apostles and disciples of the early church, you and I have been born for this time in history. We, too, are called to be disciples united in one mind and one heart, sent on mission. So what does that mean? What does that look like? How are we to live it? You know, I think an important characteristic of a team, or of a community, of a family, of a parish, is that the members are what I want to call authentically human. You know, the strongest communities, whatever that community might be, when they are of one mind and heart, it consists of individuals who are authentically human. So what do I mean by that? In a world surrounded by the noise that tries to tell us who we should be and what we should want, it's sometimes difficult to stay true to our authentic self, or perhaps even be aware of what our authentic self looks like in the first place. Because we live in a culture that values strength. And even when we are aware of our own weaknesses, and we all have them, we have no desire to expose them. So how often do we create the image of ourselves that we want others to see or experience? We want to hide behind our weaknesses. We are afraid of being criticized, so we don't say what's on our mind. Or we will speak in such a way that makes us look good or smart. We want to protect ourselves. In other words, we have real difficulty in being vulnerable in front of others. I mean, does that sound like any of us? You know, to be authentically human means that we're not afraid to be vulnerable. We're in touch with our humanity, and we're honest about who we are and what we stand for. We are vulnerable when we put ourselves out there beyond what is safe and what is familiar and what is comfortable. And in doing so, we open ourselves to the possibility of being wounded. Wasn't this the way of Jesus? Didn't he always put himself out there? And as we do know, he was wounded. I believe that this is the foundation of every healthy family, every healthy organization or community. In being authentically human, vulnerability is not a sign of human weakness, but it's a sign of strength. And it leads to a deeper trust. It also comes from a place of inner humility, you know, the opposite of fear and pride. In the words of Patrick Lencioni, he said, "At the heart of vulnerability lies the willingness of people to abandon their pride and their fear, to sacrifice their egos for the collective good of the team." Jesus sacrificed his ego and indeed his life, not just for the collective good of the team of his disciples, but also for the good of the entire world. He risked everything in response to his conviction about what his Heavenly Father was calling him to do. Being authentically human requires vulnerability and humility. There's no other way, there's no safe path. We must acknowledge that we don't have all the answers. And therefore, we must be willing to ask for help when we need it. Within a family, a parish, or a team, we also give others permission to be real as well. And we encourage authenticity. A commitment to a unified mind and heart on mission together requires a concern for the collective well-being. In other words, we put aside ourselves, our personal successes, our individual desires for the sake of the mission. And as we do, we will indeed live and lead vulnerably like Jesus, who is always there to help us. So friends, during this season of Lent, as we enter this call to conversion, I suggest these things. First, ask the Lord to show you where you are challenged to live a more authentic life. And then confess that in the sacrament of penance and pray for Jesus' healing. Secondly, reflect upon the vulnerability of Jesus. In what ways does his example inform your life and leadership? Or where does it challenge or unsettle you? And thirdly, again, as always, pray for the grace of surrender. Pray for the grace of surrender. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. God bless you all.